Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
And it's time for a big batch here in Lunchtime Live with cookbook author and recipe writer Sarah Butler. Good afternoon. I'm good, how are you?
I'm great, I'm busy here making snacks for kids.
I know, you've loads of stuff in with you today. So these aren't just for children. Like I've already tucked into some of this during the break.
Yeah, you need to make snacks that everybody loves at home.
Yeah. But the good thing I suppose about doing this, and that's what a lot of our chats have been about every Monday for the past couple of months, is having stuff on a day that you have a bit of time that, you know, it's there.
Exactly.
It's handy.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to say all of it's low fat, but...
you can't be good all the time.
No, but high kind of protein quantities.
Bitters.
Yeah, and just having stuff at home that you're not out and about picking up bits here and there. Right. I know obviously we're heading into the summer season. People are going to be at home, children. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have a bit of time now someday to get some stuff prepped. But you've loads of little ideas. Yes. Picky snack bits, I suppose we'll call them. What are we starting with?
Kids are always looking for something. So the first is these little mini quiches, which are really great to make because, number one, you can use up what's in the fridge. You don't need a lot of anything. And number two, they can put what they want in them. They can help you with them when you're making them. So basically, you get yourself a sheet of puff pastry. All of this has just been posted onto my socials.
Oh, brilliant.
At home, so little videos of how to do it. Sheet of puff pastry, ready made, cut up 12 squares, pop them into your muffin tin or your fairy cake tin inserts.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to put a bun case in there first to stop them from sticking to the tin, sometimes tins wouldn't be as non-stick than others. And then you just simply fill them with tomatoes, peppers, courgettes, whatever the kids like. If you have a little bit of ham left over, chop that up, rashers, and then some cheese, grated, and then mix up some eggs and pour them in. Oven bake them for 15 minutes. And they're
simple
perfect.
As that.
Yeah, they come out really good.
We can freeze them.
You can freeze them. They'll keep in the fridge. They're good hot or cold.
Yeah.
And they're small that you can just kind of grab if you're running out or have picnics or, you know, kids are always going to sports events. So, you know, just to pack a few with you. So they're a great one. And like you said, adults love them too.
Yeah, but they're also the kind of thing you could just have yourself for lunch.
Absolutely. Have them with the salad.
If I liked the eggs.
Yeah, I know.
But we can I make those without eggs?
You kind
well, they're
need,
just like a little pastry bite.
Well, they're
thing,
a little
they?
Pastry. I mean, you could also do a lovely kind of a cheese sauce with your roux that we spoke about before, where you have your flour and your butter, and then you add in your milk, add in your herbs. Then you could add in chicken and bacon and pour that in. Ultimately, it's a vol-au-vent. But if you don't have the vol-au-vent cases, you can just pop that little bit of puff pastry.
Yeah, good idea.
In. So that's another twist on it.
Yeah.
You could put pesto, red or green in. So it's a nice one that you can mix up the flavours or just keep it very plain for the kids.
I was munching there on one of your homemade posh sausage rolls.
Very posh, yeah. Just because I had green pesto in the fridge. That's the only reason they're posh. And the sesame seeds make everything look fancy. So they're just regular. Again, the sheet of puff pastry. I split the sheet and I made six of the little mini quiches. And then I made six of the sausage rolls. So that's, again, something you can do.
Yeah.
And just simply take the sausage meat out of the sausage casing, line that up on your strip, roll it over, a little bit of egg wash, and on top I grated some white cheddar, had some green pesto and some sesame seeds.
They're lovely.
Yeah, and I actually baked it long and cut it when it came out.
Came out.
Yeah.
Again, we'll refrigerate and freeze.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, great ones to make up raw and then freeze them flat. People always ask me, you know, will they stick together? Freeze them flat on a baking tray. Don't cook them, make them up. And then once they're frozen, just pop them into a bag. And then you can cook them from frozen straight away into your oven. So they're great to have in your freezer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prepped and ready to go. How long will they take to cook?
From frozen, probably about 25 minutes. Yeah. Not frozen, maybe 18 minutes.
Right.
But so handy.
And sorry, with the little mini quiches, I presume you cook those and then freeze them, do you?
Yeah. Cook them and you can freeze them then.
But you're better off to leave the sausage rolls just...
Yeah, well, with it being a puff pastry and you want it to puff up, whereas the quiches, the puff pastry's on the bottom.
Yeah,
you
okay.
know, you can absolutely freeze them cooked, but I tend to just have
just leave
them stashed.
Ready and ready to go. Yeah. So you're making all of this and you just have it there, done, prepped.
Have it there
in the freezer.
While the mess is out. As I always say, while the mess is out.
Yeah.
Make a load of it and have it done.
I'm always interested in this. How big is your freezer at home? Because you seem to just freeze.
Just bags of everything.
This huge big walk-in cooler.
You can find anything in there.
You have some vegetarian. Little options first.
I do. So again, over the summer, if the kids are grabbing, snacking, this is a great one. So this
is fab.
Yeah, they're really tasty and you can make them as spicy or as mild as you like, again, for the kids. So get yourself a tin of chickpeas. I have to say, I didn't cook with chickpeas.
No, we've made vegetarian.
You have, yeah. Strain them, rinse them, and then mix them with some olive oil. I use some ground cumin, paprika, garlic powder, salt and pepper, and a little coriander in there, and then just oven bake them on a baking tray at 180 for about 25 minutes and they go lovely and crispy.
Yeah.
And I've added some salad toppers in there. So you've got sesame seeds and lots of different types of seeds.
I was wondering, yeah, what the additional crunch is.
So they're great to just pop into little containers and grab and go.
Yeah.
Really.
Again,
high protein.
High protein, yeah. Low
fat. Much healthier than a bag of crisps or
perfect.
Even peanuts.
I'd easily sit and eat them.
Yeah.
Your crispy, crunchy chickpeas.
Yes, yeah. Crispy, and that's what they are.
Simple
and you can
that.
Alternate the flavours, as I said. You know, it doesn't have to be spicy.
Listeners wondering, Sarah, struggling to get their 10-year-old to eat anything other than toast or chips. Have you any recipes you can recommend?
I find that a lot of fresh air is a great one to work up an appetite. You know, get them out, get them running around, get them involved again. And don't stress too much about it. They'll come around. I suppose eliminate the sugary snacks. Even the snacks that we think are healthy and that are labelled as healthy sometimes aren't. So eliminate all those little snacks and, you know, keep it to your 3 meals a day, lots of fresh air, and get them involved and let them taste. And if they don't like it, that's fine. If they only eat a little bit, sometimes when you can over panic about them, it becomes a thing in their head as well.
Yeah.
You know, so don't worry.
If they're probably eating, if chips is kind of the main go-to, you know, the way you can get the kind of like homemade, healthier version of a loaded fries or,
absolutely,
you know what I mean?
Something get yourself to get some rooster spuds, cut them up into your chip shapes and oven bake them. Oven bake them with a little bit of olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, and they'll go lovely and crispy. So you're not deep frying them. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
You know, so try and nearly trick them into it's chips, but they don't know that they're oven baked as opposed to deep fried, you know.
Yeah. And then just maybe some sort of like nearly like an if there's a healthy nachos kind of a version of that or something with mince or chicken or something.
I've tried to avoid the deep frying, or if it's the bread that they'll only eat, get yourself some brown bread, get them to help you making it, make a big fuss about that. Look at what you made. This is your, maybe give it a funny name. I always find with kids funny names on things, they get to make the name of the bread.
Yeah.
And then that's their bread and they make it. And, you know, I know it's work, but it does work. I did that with soup with one of mine. We made a funny name up in the soup and it was a novelty.
Yeah.
You know? So brown bread, homemade brown bread. So if they only eat bread and spuds, sure.
Yeah.
They could have eaten a lot worse than that.
Chris is wondering, what do you use with, what does she mix with the sausage meat for the sausage rolls?
Nothing.
You're just buying sausages and taking it out?
Yeah, so I try and get a high pork content sausage. So I have, the highest I could get was an 80% pork. Some of them are very low pork. So there's, you know, you want to get a higher pork content. You can add in breadcrumbs. You can add in an egg. You can add in whatever you want, herbs, spices. You can. I did a nice red pesto one. But I just sometimes prefer them with the plain pork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just leave it as simple as that.
Yeah.
Listener says, I made Sarah's chicken and ham pie last night. I have two very fussy eaters in the house and they lapped it up. So it could be good for the little one, the 10-year-old, that isn't a great eater.
Yeah. That's great. Thanks
chicken
very
and ham
much.
Pie is lovely though, isn't it? Yeah, it's just,
it is. It's just the wholesome yumminess.
Yeah.
Comfort food and the homemade, that homemade taste.
Listeners wondering as well about just getting children to eat healthier snacks, nibble bits, that it's not the crisps and the chocolate. And
I just don't buy them. It's as simple as that.
Just
I make
don't get them.
The brownies I brought
in
there.
Yeah, you did bring us in some
brownies.
Yes,
they're loaded with sugar and butter, but I don't buy biscuits or anything like that anymore. Try not to buy too much sliced pan. I'll make brown bread or white bread. It's actually really easy to make. It's just about getting into a habit of it.
Yeah.
If it's not there, and yeah, they'll kick up for a while, but if it's not there, you know, it's a bit like the cans, the Coke and the fizzy drinks and all of that. If it's there, they're going to eat it.
Yeah, they'll take it.
Because if I do buy it, it's gone.
Yeah, so when you're doing anything by way of a sort of a, you know, an actual treat or snack for the kids, it is the brownies, but you're home making them, they're involved in it.
Yes, I just find, now obviously, you know, we buy the odd biscuits or treats. It's not that my kids don't get sweets, they sure do. But I just find when you're doing your food shop, you know, if you have a couple of bags of packets of crisps or biscuits in there, they'll just go, and one is never really enough. And I think when they see what's the amount of sugar, and I found that with mine, when I would make brownies with them, you know, they go, wow, there's so much sugar. So they'd appreciate that one going, I better not have any more than one because I know how much butter and sugar is. Whereas you're buying a bag of crisps or biscuits, you don't.
You've no
sometimes
concept.
They're labelled as healthy and that, and you think you can eat more than you do. And it's not. There's lots of sugar in there. So if you're having sugar, have it homemade.
A listener is wondering again about healthy desserts for children.
I see a lot of ice pops, homemade ice pops been made. You can get these really cool silicone molds and make your own ice pops. So obviously there's not going to be additives or anything in them with your fruit juice. Get lots of fruit and blend that all and pour it into these, like the Calippo type molds. That's a good one. Fruit kebabs are great. Again, they love that because it looks
What's that?
Good. So get yourself your berries and your apples and get your little wooden skewer, obviously age appropriate. Cut them into squares and, you know, maybe put the odd little marshmallow in between to make it like really treaty. But ultimately, they're having their fruit on a little kebab.
Yeah. Good idea. And one little marshmallow or something in between. Yeah. Listeners, I 100% agree. If you don't buy it, they can't eat it. My kids are 14 and 16. They've never drank soda.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science.
Yeah, well, we didn't have it growing up, and I don't. I'll have the odd can of Coke the odd time, but again, I'm very aware of the sugar that's in it. And I don't really, I have no growth for it because it was never there.
It was never there, yeah. It was always a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah, these, your crunchy chickpeas, though, are, like you could definitely fool people into thinking they're crisps.
Definitely.
Fancy peanuts.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, if you wanted to put something treaty in there with them, you know, a few little chocolate drops, you know.
Yeah, something.
Kids love something my grandmother used to do. She used to make a little cone out of some newspaper and she'd fill that with things. Kids love that. So try and be a little bit creative. Or they love little bowls and, you know, little plates with different things and things that are small. You know, it's always such a discovery for kids and it's great to see them enjoying that with food as opposed to just giving it to them. You know, think of a way like the kebabs that we eat with our eyes and it's fun.
Listen, you have all of the recipes. They're up on your socials.
Everything,
they're in our socials.
And everything we've done over the past few months is on my Instagram highlights under News Talk. So they're all there.
We're taking a little big batch break for the summer. You're back the first Monday of September with us. Of course, sure, we'll be back into school time and everybody will be in the whole mode and routine of getting organised again.
Yeah,
but there's loads of ideas, suggestions for the barbecues, the parties, the entertaining.
It's all there.
And just the kind of summer salads and stuff.
Exactly.
They're all up on our socials from over the past couple of months.
Yeah, and I'll be continuing that over the summer myself.
Listen, it's been an absolute joy.
Thank you so much.
To you the first Monday in September.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Sarah Butler, cookbook author and recipe writer.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.